Okay, one of the many issues that Poskim are going to have to deal with now that we have this somewhat the quarantine for many and for others just having to stay in our homes and limit our social interactions is that many, many simchas were either radically changed or entirely cancelled. And that goes not only for weddings that have had to have been moved up or moved back or had with a very, very tiny crowd, but bar mitzvahs as well. And one of the issues when it comes to a bar mitzvah is that you can't just do it at a later date, because very often a child has spent a year preparing his bar mitzvah parsha, and what are you going to do? You're just going to read his bar mitzvah parsha in a couple of months from now. So one of the issues that the poskim have been discussing is what are we going to have to do anyway, as far as missed Kriyas HaTorah, meaning if we're this past Shabbos, Shul was cancelled and we were home and no one was able to learn from the Torah, so what are we going to do about Parshas Kisisa? What are we going to do about Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei? What are we going to do? Halavai, it should be, we should be able to go back to Shul very, very soon, but is there a way to make up a missed Kriyas HaTorah? Now, part of this issue depends on the very nature of the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Is Kriyas HaTorah a Chovas Hayachid, or is it a Chovas Hatzibur? This Chakira about the nature of Kriyas HaTorah is something that Rav Baruch Ber quotes from Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim discussed this issue of whether Kriyas HaTorah is something that they were misakein for each and every individual, and this appears in the Bircha Shmuel in Yevamos and Simon Chaf Aleph. He says he heard me pi Mori Verabi Kadosh Yisrael Zuchuso Yagen Aleinu, whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yachid or a Chovas HaTzibur. On the one hand, we could say that it's a Chiyuv when you have 10 people together, so then they have a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. And if you don't have 10 people together and everyone's davening in their homes, Memela, there's absolutely no Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. On the other hand, it could be that the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is Chal on each and every individual. It's just that we're not able to fulfill the Chiyuv unless you have a minion together that will enable us to fulfill the Chiyuv. Meaning, one would imagine that Parsha Zachar is like that. That Parsha Zachar, we have everybody has a Chiyuv of Zechiras HaMalek, but if you hold that it needs to be read with a minion from a Sefer Torah, so that you need help in fulfilling the Chiyuv. The Mitzvah of Puravu is like that. Every man is Chayiv in Puravu, but a man is not able to do the Mitzvah of Puravu all by himself. He's going to require some help in order to do the mitzvah. So Reb Chaim writes in Nafkamina, and this Chakira is, what if the majority have not heard from the have not heard Kriyas HaTorah yet, but a minority of the minyan has heard Kriyas HaTorah? So you have a minyan of 10 people, 6 of them have not yet been Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, and 4 of them have been Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. So is there a chiyuv to be Kari Batorah based on the din of Rubo Kikulo? So if Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on the tzibur, and it's the dafka when there are 10 people together, so it's not shaykh to say rubo kikulo, because the chiyuv was never chal. Chiyuv is only chal when you have 10 people together that need it. But if you say the chiyuv is a chiyuv that's chal in each and every individual, Elamai, the only way you're going to be able to be Yotzei the Chiyuv is if you get a minion together. So then even if you have 6 people who are not Yotzei yet, so they need to be Yotzei, and as long as there is a minion of people there, then you would say Rubo Kulo, and they would have to do Kriyas HaTorah. The Ran in Maseches Megillah shows that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chiyuv on the Yachid, because he says Kriyas HaMegillah is not listed among those things that require a minion. And the Ran writes, Vaharamban kosav de ein zu raya, that the Ramban says that that's not such a good raya. De kolosam de chashuv b'mishnah chovas tzibur heim. Everything in the Mishnah is a chovas tzibur, meaning everything in the Mishnah does mention that you need a minion for, like Kriyas HaTorah, is a Chovas HaTzibur. And therefore we would only do it if there are 10 people or the majority of a minyan that's Mechuyav in it, that hasn't heard Kaddish or Baruch Hu. But in Megillah, you don't need 10 for any other reason than Persumin Issa. So the Ran says pretty explicitly it's a Chovas HaTzibur. But the problem is it doesn't work out with Reb Chaim's Nafkamina, because he then goes on to say that if Rubam Mechuyavim B'davar, then then that would be enough reason to be mechayev that tzibur in kriyas haTorah. But wait, that's like the tzad in Reb Chaim that it's a chovas hayachid. Ruba mechuyavim bedavar would not be enough to make it that the tzibur is obligated to read from the Torah. So it seems that the Ran though is quoting a Ramban, but the Ramban in the Melchamos actually doesn't add that line. He says that it's kula mechuyavim bedavar. He said he doesn't add that word oruba mechuyavim bedavar. The Ramban just writes explicitly that it is in fact a chovas hatzibur. What would be the nafkaminas, whether it's chovas tzibur or chovas yachid? There may be several nafkaminas. One nafkaminas, let's say, you missed some of the words of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Emek Bracha in Kriyas HaTorah Os Gimel discusses this issue, and he writes that if the Kriya is a Chovas HaTzibur, the Yachid has been Yotze his Chiyuv, even if he missed some of the Psukim, because the Tzibur read all of those Psukim. But if it's a Chovas HaYachid, he's got to make up that which he missed. Rav Shlomo Zalman also in Halicha Shlomo Perikid Beis, if Aleph and Ha'ara Hei also discusses this very issue, and so does Rav Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalid Simin Chaf Gimel. Another nafkamina might be if there's a difference between the Kriyas HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because we're off on the calendars, like Parshas Naso in Eretz Yisrael, that in Chutz La'aretz is Parshas Naso, in Eretz Yisrael might be Parshas Bahaloscha. So the Shaila is a Ben Eretz Yisrael that travels to Chutz La'aretz and he stays for Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, and he heard Parshas Naso, and when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, so it turns out that he lost out on Parshas Baaloscha. Does he have to be mashlim that Kriya? So it could be that Kriyas HaTorah, if it's a Chovas HaTzibur, the Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz and lost out on that Kriya, and the Bnei Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael are not mechuyev in it at all, because they're not a Tzibur, they're only individuals. But if it's a Chovas HaYachid, then he would be chayev. Another nafkamina might be, as far as women are concerned in Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham in Siman Resh Pei Beis, that nashim are mechuyavos to hear Kriyas HaTorah just like men are, but he says they're not noheg to be careful about this. So it could be that Mikra din, we assume that a woman is not chayv in Kriyas HaTorah because maybe it's a chovas hatzibur, and it could be that when it comes to tzibur related things, only those who can constitute a minyan would be included in a chovas hatzibur. They say that Reb Chaim Brisker used to be very makbid, that if he missed a laning on a Monday morning and then he got a minyan at mincha, he would make them lane for him again, meaning clearly assuming that it's his chovas hayachid and not a chovas hatzibur. I think the Seraph Salvechik was makbid that way also. If he had to miss Kriyas HaTorah based on his traveling from Boston or whatever, that he would put a minyan together for mincha that would be willing to lane for him. So that's a little bit about whether it's a chovas hayachid or a chovas tzibur. So if we were to assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hatzibur, it could be we just simply don't have any chiyuv whatsoever when we're. It's not just that we have a chiyuv, but it's on the Shrachman Apatre. There's no chiyuv because there's no minyan. The chiyuv doesn't begin. So if there's no chiyuv, so maybe there should be no chiyuv to make it up, to make up for the lost kriya. And that's what you would assume. However, in Shulchan Aruch, in some Kuf Lamed Hei, Si'if Beis, the Rama writes, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur, L'Shabbos Haba, Koronos HaParsha, Im Parsha HaShayach Lo Usa Shabbos. The Rama quotes from Menorah Zerua that if you missed Kriyas HaTorah, if an entire tzibur missed reading the Parsha one week, the following week they should say that Parsha together with the Parsha of the coming week, meaning they should make it up. They should read it the next week. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if they just didn't lane in the morning at Shachris, and they then had the ability to lane at Mincha, so then of course, you would read the entire laning at Mincha, and you'd even call up seven people, because it's not a chiyuv of Shachris per se, it's a chiyuv of the day. But if that mincha they also missed it, then you would not make it up on Monday or Thursday, because that would cause bittul malacha for the people. You would only read the normal Monday or Thursday laning. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes, what if you miss not one Shabbos, but lo aleinu, it seems that it's happening, you miss multiple Shabbosos. So Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokas HaPoskim about this. He points out that the Maharam Mintz holds that then you only make up the last missed Kriyas HaTorah, but not all of the missed Kriyas HaTorahs. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees, and the Eliyahu Rabbah says you should make up all of the mist. Kriyas HaTorah. Tzarech la'ashlim b'tzibur kol ha'sidros shebitlu. And he says it seems that from the Bir Agra that he holds like the first day, or that you don't have to make up everything that you lost. Now, if you have two parshios that were together and you accidentally laned only one, so the Maramint says, then you're not mashlemit at all, because we don't find that that you're kore three parshios. I'm sorry, he says if you have two parshios that you missed and it was the Shabbos that you missed shul, there were two parshios that were not laned, it was a double parsha, then you don't lane three the next week. Now that's working with the assumption, like the Deah, that you would only lane the last parsha that you missed and not all the parshios. If you hold that you lane all the parshios that you missed, then of course you would lane a double parsha that was missed as well. But if you assume, like the Gra says, that you're only going to lane the last parsha that was missed, when you miss a double parsha, says the Mishnah Brura, there's no takana, because you can't read three parshios at one time, and you can't only read one of the two parshios that you missed, because ain't takana l'chatzain. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes. Now, in other poskim from the Mishnah Brura, again said that from the Gra it sounds like you can only be mashlim one parsha. In the Shulchan HaTohar and in the Orach HaShulchan in Kuf Lamed Hei Siv Vav, they write that it could be that you have to be mashlim many parshios, like the other Deya, the one that seems to have been rejected by the Mishnah Brura. In the Chuvus Maram Shik in Orach Chaim Simshin Lamed Hei, he quotes that the Chassam Sofer quoted in the name of his Rabbi. Maram Shik was the Talmud of Chassam Sofer. He quoted his Rabbi, the Chassam Sofer, said in the name of his Rabbi, Rav Nassan Adler, the Chassid Shebekuhuna, that he made up all of the missed parshios when there was reason that the Tzibur missed multiple parshios. And not only that, in the Shulchan HaTohar and in the Orach HaShulchan, and the Mishnah Brura says that if someone does the same Mochin Biado, they say that even if you miss Parshas Vayechi, you'll read Shemos and Vayechi the next week. If you miss Parshas Pekudei, you would read Pekudei and Vayikra the next week. Even though the Mishnah Brura says that some hold that you shouldn't do that, that you shouldn't make up parshios that span different svarim, but a mochin at those who do it, and it seems that that was a practice that the Orach HaShulchan looked favorably on. All of this entire discussion is only for missed Shabbos lanings. Missed weekday lanings, the Bir Alach already points out, ein lo tashlumin liyom shela achrav. Now, to make a long story short, what did we just say? There is a discussion whether it's Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur or Chovas HaYachid, a Leibedik discussion, a lot of Nafkaminas. It seems Mefurish and Rishonim that it's a Chovas HaTzibur, and therefore it should follow that we do not have to make it up if we miss it. But nevertheless, we have this Or Zeruah that's quoted by the Ramah that says that if the Tzibur does miss, you should make it up. But then you have a further Machlokas Achronim. What does that mean? You make up only the last one that you missed? Or do you make up all of the ones that you missed? Mishnah Brura is noted to say only the last one that you missed. One could imagine that if we were to try to make up all of the parshas that we missed, it would be an unbelievable tircha de tzibura in terms of the amount of time that it would take to say it. So if a bar mitzvah boy wants to lane it, and it would mean a lot to the family to have people get family together to hear him lane, so probably that would be mutter to do, because you could rely on that opinion that it's even something that's preferable to do. But if they don't want to do it, it seems that the more accepted practice is what the Gra says and what the Mishnah Brura says, is to only make up the last one that was missed and not all of the ones that were missed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us and should bring refuos and yeshuos so that we shouldn't have to miss any more parshios, any more Kriyas HaTorahs, and we should all be back in our shuls, Be'ezras Hashem, very, very soon.